Yo, what's up? It's your boy, the camera, the human durag flat, baby, because I keep it wavy. Today's Victory Light, we talking about a lot of cool things, because we back in the trap, baby. It's the gang, three-man game, you know what I'm saying? Today, we are talking about Trump and Epstein. Also, Shannon Sharp got let go from, fired, as a matter of fact, from ESPN. Also, fam, if you see who is doing these musical lineups for SeaWorld, you are going to lose your mind. It might be me. Stay tuned to find out. Also, what actually makes you gay?
What's poppin', y'all? It's Lizbelle Ortiz. We are here at the White House. It is ghetto. It smells terrible. It's actually really dark in here, but we have a new press secretary, so go off.
Everyone just relax.
We're chilling.
All right, my name's Marge Taylor Simpson. Yes, that's a bit on the nose, but Marjorie Taylor Greene, she had had enough. It was just ridiculous. And then that other little, young girl that we had, I don't know what her problem was, but...
Do you want water?
I'm here to answer.
Are you fine, ma'am?
This is just my voice.
I was going to offer you a drink of water.
No, that's fine. I'll be taking any questions you guys have now.
Okay, how are you doing? Joel Martin from ZBN Network. Excuse me asking this, but you really resemble a Simpsons character.
Well, first of all, I was born with jaundice. That's why my skin's yellow. But that's neither here nor there. I'm here to answer presidential matters, all right? What? Can we please move this along to a conversation that matters?
What do you use for your hair?
All right. First of all, how
you get it up like that?
It just grows like that. All right. I don't know what to tell you guys. I mean, do we have any relevant questions?
Hey. Steve Richards from Yakubia Network here. Off of my colleague's question here, your hair, how does it grow like that? A follow-up question, can I touch it with my hands as a white man? Can I go up there and just run my fingers through it? It looks a little ethnic.
No, absolutely not. In fact, I used to keep the Epstein files in here. But you guys said, you guys complained so much about these files, we decided not to drop them.
So... This is Scott Dingleberry from MMM.
Yes.
What exactly do you mean by you had the Epstein files in your hair? Do you mean that in the literal sense, or do you mean that you had some sort of code system?
Well, we believe that our intelligence was compromised to the point where the files had to be on someone's person at all times. We figured the least obvious place to keep them would be the most obvious place, because it'd be the last place anyone would look. So we chose my hair. But you guys, all the American people, got so overzealous and so entitled that the President of the United States decided to withhold such information from the public.
But they're real. You got them.
Listen, I'm not here to confirm nor deny what's in my hair. All I'm saying is, it's only my third day out here. I don't know.
Can you bite this bitch? Please.
A victory light.
Victory light. Episode 138, section 1, take 1.
Ah,
bitch!
Kapow! Meryl, how many times am I gonna have to tell you, you're not supposed to talk during the flight, bro? God damn!
We gotta have a fucking compilation of just...
You know what fucked up? But nah. It fucks me up because I be seeing other people do it. I'm like, yo, do we not have the capacity?
Yes.
I been watching other show niggas and motherfuckers just roll in.
Joel, let me tell you something.
Okay.
Un manganzón ahí se va a tirar de un puente. Tú te vas a tirar también. You see somebody jumping off the white stone. You're going to do it too?
I'm not going to jump.
You're going to smoke and crack también with your friend?
Papi, no.
Porque tú quieres hablar inglés. Let's speak English ahora.
No, let's speak English ahora. Maldito tecato.
Se acabó el podcast.
Ya, coño. That's it. Yeah. No more podcast. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, no. You getting a whole 45 fucking dong, you know what I'm saying, of podcasts. I don't know what the fuck, why I said that, but you are going to get that. You know what I'm saying? Because this is right. Victory like, you bitch. You know what I'm saying? And we never go. We not minute men or women. You know what I'm saying? On this show, we go long. You know what I'm saying? At least 45 minutes of girthy entertainment.
Yo. That's right.
Every single time. You gotta get us fucking cooked online, bro. That's what you're trying to do. Because they already be complaining about 45-minute episodes.
Yeah.
Talking about that's a long time.
Also, I love how we're talking about length, girth, going long, and going hard. Fresh off of a production meeting where Min said, we need to relax with that stuff. And we opened the very next episode on girth and length and going hard.
Come on, man. Because
that's what we do here at Victory Land.
You guys are allowed to do it. You guys just have to use innuendo.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh,
yeah. We gotta make new
when you're talking
words.
About freaky shit in front of children.
Yes. Like, yes, that part. Yeah. Also, like, it reminded, like, the dude on TikTok that was like, yo, I'm out in, like, Japan getting buckets.
Uh-huh.
And what he meant was, like, I'm getting, like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, yeah. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I'm getting to the...
Damn, I thought he was balling.
Yeah. Like, damn, you didn't have to go to Japan for that,
bro. Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get your ass bust over here.
Yeah, you could have went to Dykeman.
Hey, I think they called fishing for sushi.
Oh, God.
Yo,
only Mick could have said that.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
true.
By the way, for our audio only listeners, you might want to shift over to video because Lisbelle is looking so beautiful and stunning in her little sundress.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Look at this. What is
Thank
this?
Thank you. I robbed this shit off an Asian bitch. Oh, no. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the vibe.
Yo. The Just Glaze after what felt like forever. It's good to be back in the trap house,
that
man.
Feels so good. Yo, and it's crazy because
why? Because Lisbelle looks beautiful, and you look like you on the yard.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I look like I'm about to come.
We're not gonna do that, bro. We got two very handsome men here.
There's
more in the background too, but I'm looking at two beautiful holes right now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
All right, let's start the fucking show.
Okay, it's Victor, like, you know what I'm saying. It's what it is, bro. Of course, we got Randy Ovalle in the building, and of course, Lisbelle Ortiz Amatatana. And the rest of the crew is here in the trap as well. It's redacted, you know what I'm saying? Mintran, the god, you know what I'm saying? Super producer extraordinaire. Victor is here also. Whoa, his hair looks different because he washed it today. You know what I'm saying? Also, the god. Hassan insane. You know what I'm saying? Unless he's doing like a drill, like review show mix or whatever, because then the drop is... You know what I'm saying? But we here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we're here to talk about what's going on in the motherfucking world. And top line, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's talking about this. So
Breaking news.
Trump. I don't know why I said that shit like it was a beat drop.
Yeah, literally, what fucking else? Yeah, all you gotta say is the name and
that's the
yeah, it's some bullshit. Of course.
Yeah.
Trump, after months and months and months and years, or a whole campaign, being like, yo, we're going to get the child molesters, the Epstein list. It's going to be released. They bought out the folders. We all remember this.
Yeah,
we're human people with brains.
They campaigned on this shit.
Yeah. And the folders, the whole thing, they made a whole big show. They had Tim Pool with a stupid hat holding up a big binder. This is where all the tar are. We got them. So all the offenders... that was supposedly on this Epstein list. Now everybody's like backing up. Yo.
Yeah, everybody's on some like, nah, we didn't even really care about that.
That was, yo, I mean, you know, like, it should be happening. You know?
Yeah.
Like, everybody got to listen. So what is it? It could just be some names.
Nah, because it's, you know, Boo is right. Because. Should be sounding like a good idea until you see who name is on that motherfucker. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, shit.
Exactly. And listen, the thoughts and opinions expressed on Victory Light are held only by the guests, by the hosts themselves, and are not a reflection of the other two hosts' ideals or principles. So this is me, Rainey, saying this shit. When I tell you, bro, he ain't published that shit because there's some motherfuckers on there that he know personally that fucking backed his shit up all through since 2016 probably. Uh-huh. It's millions in that list. Even if he's not on it himself, that motherfucker,
he
that
is
motherfucker's
on that
Theo.
Motherfucker, bro.
That motherfucker's Theo Mauricio is on that shit, bro.
Oh
about to say.
No, that shit. Looking at the Mauricio, bro. Yeah. That is fucking Chad and all these other, all these rich billionaire motherfuckers.
Baker.
And you know what's crazy? People saying, oh, you shouldn't reveal the list. Bro, reveal that list. I don't give a fuck. Who's on that bitch?
Yeah.
I don't care if it's the most beloved person in the world. If you are on that shit, bitch, you deserve to be in a fucking
guillotine. Bro, I don't care if Mickey Mouse is on that bitch, bro. Let it out. You know what I'm saying? It could be Mickey Mouse, Bart Simpson, and Leonardo from the Ninja Turtles. I don't care. Fuck all of them.
Bro, you know what's funny to me?
Mickey Mouse would be like, it was a connecting flight. So first of all, this is bullshit.
Yo, y'all not gonna do this to Mickey Mouse, bro.
From one private jet to another, I didn't even go in the house.
Michelangelo was like, dude, I was just in my shell the whole time, dude. I just had a large pineapple pie, dude. Cowabunga.
Now, there's some disgusting fucking predators, bro.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny to me? That he campaigned on this shit. And we've known, I mean, all of us know that this motherfucker's a liar.
He's a liar.
Yeah, OD.
He's a professional liar. Like, he'll lie to you and be like, yes, I actually lied to you. So the motherfuckers who are acting surprised, like, oh, now he says he's not going to. Bro, why do you hate when the truth is in front of you?
Yeah.
But like, everything that he said he was going to do, he said he is doing.
He's doing it right now.
There is no surprise. And we've been knew that motherfucker was most likely on the list. Because guess what? If it quack like a duck, if it sit next to a duck, if you go to a motherfucking duck island, bitch, then what the fuck are you?
Yeah. Come on. Also, hold on.
It's the dynasty.
Hold on. Here's why I kind of feel like he might not be on it. Because he had the craziest Freudian slip ever the other day where he was like,
no, I've never been to the island. I've never had the privilege of going. But
So I'm like, okay.
Oh,
hold on.
The what? Privilege?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
So I'm like, that's some that's like, that is some crazy shit to say.
Bro, the fact that the president could say that and nobody's even like batting an eye. There's no doubt in my mind that he's on that list. Because the motherfucker has even sexualized his own daughter.
Yo.
So if you do that to your daughter, what will you do to women you don't
Nasty
know?
Nasty work.
Like, his track record is there, and I hate that we're in 2025, bro. 2025.
Yo, this thing is
and
like
motherfuckers are still like, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Somebody put $1,500 in your bum ass account 6 years ago, and now your dick get hard whenever they say his name.
Crazy.
Y'all are ridiculous.
Crazy. Yeah. And that's like, you know, that's all the comments like on social media. It's like, yo, you stupid. Yo, oh man, listen, I love my people, but at the same time, some of y'all are so dumb.
Yep.
Like, all y'all Papa Trump motherfuckers, like, you're so dumb. This nigga sent you one check that was your income tax.
Literally.
Yeah.
It was an advance on your income tax,
and
you
it took
stupid
two
dick.
Fucking months to get to you because he wanted his name on the shit.
Yeah.
And also, they knew that your stupid ass don't know how to read, but you can read Donald Trump. You're like, oh, Donald Trump gave me a medio un cheque. Ese es mío.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you fuck the show.
Which, by the way, all that shit went into effect before he took office. So it technically wasn't even his idea.
Hey, yo, so for viejo Biden.
Yeah.
Yo, come on.
Nah, but seriously, bro, it's fucked up that these people could deadass get away with the shit that they're getting away with. They don't even protect children anymore.
Yeah.
That was like the one thing that everybody could agree on. Whether you were a Republican, Democrat, it didn't matter what the fuck. Everybody could agree that you should protect children. And now motherfuckers is just like, well,
I mean, all children?
Right.
Like, type shit. Like, yo, get the fuck, man. Yo, listen. And the crazy shit, too, is, like, all the, like, comedians, like, podcasters, hosts, whatever, that was, like, doing the whole, like, yo, let's listen to everybody, guys.
Yeah.
Like, let's see what he has to say. Oh. Like, Andrew Schultz, for example, was like, I didn't vote for any of this, nigga.
Yeah, you did.
Man.
Yeah, you literally, like,
I know you, bro.
You helped them.
Yeah, I know you and your Don Mattingly mustache, bro. You know what the fuck you did. Get that shit the fuck out of here, bro. Now everybody's doing the moonwalk. Like, yo, yo, we didn't vote for this. We didn't vote. Shut the fuck up.
Think about the fucking the Nug Boys. They just had Netanyahu on his shit. And it's like, bro, if you can't be in a position of interviewing these people where you can do a journalistic, I would say, approach,
yes.
No, you can't. You can't do that. You literally just have these people on your show, like if they're regular guests, and they're not.
They're not.
You can't just ask them, hey, what inspired you to drop a drill mixtape? No, motherfucker, what inspired you to drop 17,000 fucking bombs on children?
Hello?
But yeah. The problem is they don't have no pushback. There is nothing that they know. So if I ask Rainey, why would you wear a blue shirt today? We all see that this motherfucker don't have that. Like, he could just lie to me because...
Yeah,
that's what he can do. And he knows that I'm not going to say anything because we are on a public fucking platform.
Yep.
And I'm not going to embarrass him. Yeah. Even though I know he's lying.
And I could also lie and just go with it and pretend the shirt is blue and that I got it from my Guyanese Crip friend in Canarsie.
Exactly.
Canarsie.
You know?
And that's the shit too. Like, all these motherfuckers are using the same line as a cop out.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah, I could have pushed back, but for what? He's just going to lie to me anyway.
Right.
Like,
and it's like, no, but that's your job.
At least literally, you had the fucking courage, the fucking dick fortitude, motherfucker, to push back and be like, yeah, yo, hold on, that's not true.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. That's why I fuck with Jon Stewart, man. Make some noise to Jon Stewart, goddammit. Make some noise to Jon Stewart, goddammit. Jon Stewart ain't afraid to fuck to get in motherfuckers' ass, bro. Like,
yeah,
to get in somebody's face and be like, bro, so you...
I was thinking it. And so, listen, it's the unkarhythm.
Hey, listen.
When I connect with his baby.
Listen, when we in the trap house, it's different. Right? we can't get away with shit in here, bro. We don't got no headphones at BBQ's. You know what I mean? We don't get the audio.
Hassan will leave us alone over there.
Yeah. That's why I respect Jon Stewart, because he's not afraid. That motherfucker's a journalism pensioner at this point. Mm. This motherfucker untouchable. He ain't got shit to worry about.
He got tenure?
Yeah, he got tenure in this bitch. So it's like, he gonna say what he wanna say anyway. But first of all, everybody's calling themselves a journalist.
Yeah.
Like, people, like, Min had to check us on this shit early in the season where he's like, guys, that's an accredited profession. Like,
right. Yeah. We're like,
you can't just say you do that.
You can't just say you do that.
But that's why everybody needs a Min. Because you got a responsibility to your fucking audience. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, that's it. And it's like, you know, if everybody just starts saying words, then nothing fucking means anything.
Duh.
And it's like, even if we had that honest back and forth, even if what's their name, guys that the interviewed boys. The interviewed the terrorist,
the milk,
yeah,
milk,
even yeah, if the Milk Brothers
the,
had a
the Milk Bro, the Milk Bros,
the Milk,
the
yeah, even if the Milkmen interviewed Netanyahu earnestly, it's like, would we take that shit serious? Would we take anything they say serious anyway?
Come on,
because of that platform and who they choose to platform. So it's like, that shit don't make no fucking sense
at
to
all,
me.
Dog. And like you, and like to Liz's point, bro, like, you're not interviewing fucking Sam J and having a good time, bro.
Yeah.
You're interviewing a fucking war criminal.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, the same standards don't apply. Like, you saying, like, yo, nah, but if they're just going to lie anyway, then don't have them on the fucking show.
Don't have them on your show. What the fuck are we doing?
That's why it pisses me off when I'm like, bro, y'all know what y'all doing.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing, and then you backtrack.
Click, click, click.
He spoke, the brothers, they spoke with Hassan after that shit happened, and they're like, oh, we didn't know he was doing all that.
Hassan,
like,
Piker, by the way.
Yeah, Hassan Piker.
Not our Hassan. Not our Hassan, all right? But not too much on my boy.
It's crazy how they get to be so fucking stupid in public.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are lessons we have to learn when we're 12, 11, 13.
Yo.
Yeah.
You motherfuckers get to be 40 and still committing the dumbass mistakes. Fuck out of here.
It's crazy. Somebody called them 30-year-old teenagers, and I was like...
That's
exactly what these motherfuckers are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, the Milk Boys, whatever, I ain't never seen motherfuckers that look as stupid as they look. Like, they look dumb.
Yeah.
Like this a brain cell and a half between both of them.
They got they just permanently got the face.
Yeah.
It's like the It's just like you just always look confused.
They got the little veneers.
Yeah. They make you look slow. Yeah. And they got the dolphin veneers. That's what it is. Yeah.
That's terrifying.
But it's like, you know, it's almost harder for me to believe. Like, it's easier for me to believe that it's like, nah, y'all, it's a playbook and y'all running plays. Y'all know what y'all doing. That's easier for me to believe than for me to believe that, like, white men in these positions... namely white men, because there's a lot of motherfuckers that are not that are co-conspirators and contributors to this shit, but namely white men in positions of power and privilege, they get to coast being that way forever and nobody checks them on it
until they die at 80 and other people making excuses for them.
And like that shit is harder for me to believe then like some people really do just be stupid. And it's crazy. Bruh. Like the intentional misdirection versus stupid and misdirected conversation is like a big one for me. Cause it's like, yo, you would think that somebody who has made millions off of podcasting, who has the platform they have and who has the wherewithal to get there would know better. But bro, motherfuckers just fail up.
They do.
And like, that shit is so crazy to me.
No, my shit is this. They did know better, but they knew. They were like, yo, this shit is going to do numbers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
People are going to hate watch this shit. Like, and we don't care. That's the thing. Like, and that's what fucking sucks about YouTube now, because it used to be if some shit was good, it would just like naturally flow to the top.
Yeah.
Now it's like the algorithm and like media buys and this, that, boo, 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 whatever. Like, bro, like, them motherfuckers could have thrown $150,000 behind that shit and have that shit on the front page of YouTube for a week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that to me is fucking crazy. Because if it was like people reacting, like, if you, whatever you put online, like, floated up or down based on like how people are reacting to it, then I'm like, I fuck with that. Like, that's like, feels like a meritocracy. These motherfuckers know any engagement is engagement.
Yeah.
So numbers, like, good or bad. Yeah. Numbers are numbers. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so they knew.
And they're also white. So no matter the repercussions, because like, they can have a war criminal law, and then tomorrow they could just have fucking
we bet.
A Shaq.
Fucking Bobby Altoff.
Yeah,
like,
they can have somebody,
it doesn't matter.
They can have whoever they, like, nobody's gonna cancel them because we're like, that's your alignment.
Yeah.
You got the mustache, that's your alignment. Yeah. Like, that's what you know?
Yeah. And then you know, it's one thing to make something with integrity, and then it's another thing, like, because integrity's not going to get you. It's not going to get you where it used to be able to get you. Now, you got accounts like Jubilee, they'll make a video like one rabbit versus 30 velociraptors. And then y'all expect, and then you think that that's going to go well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, no, and it's like,
Joe versus 20 glizzies.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm a serial glizzy eater.
I'm a serial glizzy. I'm trying to tell you.
That's crazy, Joe. Come
on. One time, you remember when I consulted the amulet? One time, I had stolen the forbidden pendant of Atlantis.
Yo, this is every day.
Which made,
you be doing really this.
Which made my gullet.
This is twice a week.
Which,
you're
not lying.
Which made my gullet a bottomless abyss. And ever since then, I've been able to put down infinite glizzies.
And now he's talking, now he's cracking my lies. The infinite glizzy. Come on.
That's
daddy.
Right. It was me, Cthulhu, and Gerald.
Who the fuck?
Yo.
Oh, man.
But the whole MC shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I feel like it falls into like the conspiracy theory bucket. So like, there's everybody got a different like take on the shit. And I don't want to say that we're responsible for this with our tinfoil fitted segment, but conspiracies are, you know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers is like believing it.
Hey, hold on. Matter of fact, speaking of tinfoil conspiracies, funny how motherfuckers got to jack the sauce all of a sudden.
Oh,
funny how motherfuckers can't
crazy.
Come up with shit dully, right?
Oh, shit.
Let's get into it then.
Oh,
let's get into it. Let's get into motherfuckers
crazy.
Failing up. Jack and sauce and shit. Real crazy. Motherfuckers don't need nobody till they need somebody.
Whoa.
Stop playing with me, man.
Whoa.
Lo sacaron de cara. Come on,
yo,
man.
Yo, that's crazy.
Shit.
Come on, bro.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
you know why we forgot? You know why we forgot about it?
Because we're creative.
Because
we
fucking, because we, this how we move over here.
You know what I mean? It just happened, baby.
Crazy.
It just happened.
But I'm sorry, I had to get that off.
Nah,
my fault,
I'm glad you did. I was going to say, I think that the United States of America is in a spiritual psychosis. I think everybody's losing their fucking mind, which is why conspiracy theories, even though they're fucking insane, a lot of them make mad sense. And a lot of them are true, too.
Yeah.
Honestly.
A victory light. A victory light.
So, like you said, psychosis, everybody's bugging the fuck out. There's a Midtown shooter, went into a building, 345 Park, went in there, offices. So there's two trains of thought on this. One is that the shooter was going into, boom, somebody from the NFL, or that's what the media is framing it, because he has CTE, et cetera, et cetera. The other side of the opinion spectrum is saying that they were going in there to go after the head of the BREIT at Blackstone. You know what I'm saying? Which is like, you know, like housing shit.
The Blackstone Real Estate Income Trust.
Blackstone Real Estate Income Trust, the
Brit. Part of their main mission is buying up large amounts of housing, creating a permanent renter's economy, permanent underclass, keeping people.
That part. You used to be able to say, hey, I have a down payment. I am a teacher. I am an electrician. I have some money. I'm a regular dude. I'm going to put some money together and put a down payment on a house, and I'm going to get me a house. You can't do that no more because Blackstone's saying, hey, we're going to buy your house for cash right now, motherfucker. And they buying up all the private homes and renting them.
Yeah.
So now you're renting a house where before it was like, yo, you're paying a mortgage towards your house that you will eventually own once you're done paying the mortgage off. Now you just stuck permanently renting forever.
They say they just want to keep people
right and just keep your ass right here.
Yeah, while they make nearly $10,000 a minute. That is not an exaggeration, by the way.
Literally,
these people are bleeding you dry, while you are stuck in a situation where you will never own anything and you will never have any equity. Mm-hmm. So. You know,
by the way, they also doing this I'm old, so I read a lot of old people news. They're also doing this with like plumbing companies. Like if you have like a small plumbing company or like a HVAC, all the trades. Like if you're an electrician and you got like a good, they just buying up all these like little small companies.
Wow.
And like consolidating them to just monopolize everything. Listen. Y'all fucking foul. And that's why I was like, yo, before when we jump back in, I was like, yo, why does this remind me of fucking Jason Bourne so much? Because it's Treadstone was like the evil program that they were using at Jason Bourne. Listen, Blackstone, Treadstone, y'all do the math. I ain't gonna go no further.
Shit.
Yeah, you see the laser on my forehead? I'ma chill.
I see you, God.
I'ma chill.
I see you, God.
Come on, God.
But this is why. You gotta open your mental mind, God. This is why you gotta acquire knowledge yourself, God.
Come on, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, and speaking of which. What's old people news, Mero? Is it, yo, this motherfucker, Mero, when he said old people news, I just imagine Mero like opening the little newsstands and taking out El Diario. This motherfucker reading
people news.
This motherfucker reading. He's reading El Sol on a park bench, like this, fanning out the big ass, free ass newspaper. Yeah,
I thought that was gonna fly under the radar.
He said, "Cause I read old people news."
Old people news.
Now, you know what's crazy about that story is that I've seen that they're trying not to. They're not trying to emphasize on the fact that she was like the owner of this company or the CEO, or you know, she was in higher positions. And I do think that has a lot to do with the Luigi, like everything that's going on with Luigi. I think that they saw the crowds, they saw Americans' reaction to somebody getting boomed like that, and they saw that Americans were on some like, yo, like they were low key encouraging it. So I feel like they're trying to run away from, like they're trying to tell people, nah, she just happened to be there. Like, you know, to not light that fire once again, because they, you know, calm down a little bit. But I think that's fucking crazy, bro. And I also think that it's crazy that there are so many different forms of violence and people don't think of that as one.
Right. No, right. They don't think of financial stagnation.
Yeah, they don't think
that
you denying somebody health care countless times and just letting millions of people die, they don't think that that's violence.
Yeah.
You punching somebody in the face is violence, obviously. But so is somebody buying out millions of dollars worth of homes because they know that they could just keep you subjugated.
Yep.
And, you know, a good fucking victim at the bottom of their shoe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think it's crazy. And I think we need to be able to, because that's the thing. People see these faces and they see what they're doing. And they're just like, oh, that's just the way the world works. You want to make money? This is how it works. But it's like, yo, this is actual fucking violence.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like you're denying people health care that they need to live. You're not letting people literally exist and live and be able to raise a fucking family. And then you get mad at people because they don't want
to
have kids.
And I'm supposed to feel sorry for that bitch? I don't.
Like, get the fuck out of here.
And that's the shit. Like, I didn't feel sorry when I seen a tweet and it was a picture of like finance bros like at a hedge fund, private equity firm or whatever the fuck. BlackRock, Blackstone, fucking Treadstone, Dick Rock, whatever the fuck the shit is. Bedrock.
Yo.
Hey, yo. Literally like barricading themselves, like putting all the office furniture up against the wall and be like, we did it, we're barricaded.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Now, I love that photo because it looks like they practiced that shit like an elementary school fire drill.
Yo, I was like, this is crazy.
The fire alarm goes off and they just, all right, it's that time.
Okay.
Just in case.
Grab the love seat.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if they're all like 23 or 24, they probably grew up doing that at school.
Yeah.
During school shooter drills.
See?
Damn, that's crazy.
Get you a man.
You
got to
get you a man, man.
I'm old, so I was doing the nuclear fallout shelter
Yeah,
I was probably doing like regular fire drills.
Nah, I went to TAF, so whenever somebody snuck a gun past the metal detectors, we all went to the staircase to look at it. So
damn, bro, you grew up different.
That's not a joke. We'd be like, yo,
this nigga got like, the ratty, bro.
They got the, yo, bro, got the ratty. How you snuck it past
yo,
the
that's
shit?
Crazy,
like,
yo, that's crazy.
Let me see. This shit loaded.
Yo, this shit crazy.
You see, we grew up differently.
We grew up different. You know what's crazy to me? That happened all the time in high school. Not one mass shooting.
Not one.
Not a single one.
And I've been telling y'all, bro, because motherfuckers get beat. They have beef with one person.
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers be having problems with the whole world, bro. The whole world.
Listen,
so you got beef with Jose from Period 4.
Uh-huh.
You gonna pull up on him. Y'all gonna scrap. Y'all probably fight one more time before the year over, and y'all gonna be good. Let the years pass by. Y'all good. You not thinking about 10 years later about fucking finding him at his place of work, killing him and his whole family.
Yo, I'm gonna shoot this whole post office.
That's
like,
some
get
real
the
sick
fuck
shit.
Out of here. Yeah.
But I was gonna say, I know people feel bad, and you get to mourn who you do. You know, you get to decide who you mourn. For me, I mourn the people who are being detained by ICE and disappeared. There's people that we literally don't know where they are.
Sure.
There's conspiracy, which is not really conspiracy, of planes going, stopping at the middle of the ocean and literally letting people into the water, dropping people into the water and flying back. There is no final destination to where they're going. Those are the people that I mourn. Fuck whoever y'all talking about. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Fuck those people. Fuck those people. And let me tell you something. When somebody brought a gun to school, we all wanted to see that shit. Rick from Degrassi brought a gun to school and shot one person.
Yeah.
He had beef with it. All right. Let's get back to the great American way, okay? Of course.
Who you have beef with.
I mean, of course, we all know that Rick obviously went to the school with the gun to shoot Emma Nelson, but then, you know, Sean Cameron intervened and then accidentally killed Rick. But Jimmy,
actually, I think Kendrick was the one who sent him in that day.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Not Rick, from the future.
Rick from Degrassi was sent by Kendrick's goons.
By the way, bro,
yeah.
Drake, I fucking loved him on Degrassi. Like, when he started rapping, I said, who's this?
Yeah. This guy.
Yeah. No way. But he was super cool on Degrassi, bro.
Yeah.
He said, where's wheelchair Jimmy at?
Man.
Nah, he was walking for the most part.
Bring back real smoke, man.
Bring back real smoke.
Yo, bring back scrap. Bring back fighting, bro.
Yes.
Bring back
Thank you.
Bring back
Fair
scrapping.
Ones.
Like, yeah, like when you see somebody, you just like, you know what? I need that, bro.
Yeah.
I need that.
Shoot your shit.
You know
right
what
now.
I miss? I miss when men used to put their pants up, bro, before they start fighting.
Whoa!
That shit is so hot. But
I still do
get
that.
Back to that, bro. Nah, I don't try to say that. Get back to that. Get back to that. You hear me? Put the guns away. Put the knives away.
Yeah.
Scrap. Lose or win. Be fine, bro.
Pull your
just
pants
chill.
Up.
But you know what it is?
Things will be okay.
We can't do that now. Because now we got evil rectangles in our pockets that can record
right.
everything.
That's oh, really
used
it,
to be, it used to be like, yo, me, you get three of your homies. I get three of my mans. We meet up in this place alone.
Yep.
Yep.
Where nobody ain't got no phones, no nothing. And it's just eight people, six witnesses.
Glad
and y'all do what y'all do. Now, everything is, oh, Sharkeesha.
Oh, yep. Shit.
Like,
oh,
you know,
shit. Right?
Like now everything world stars. So it's like, yo, you embarrassed me on the internet, and now this is on the internet forever. I have to kill you.
Yep.
I was like, yeah.
Come on.
That's
what it is. It's like, being embarrassed. Yo, there's levels of embarrassment, bro. If I fall down in front of y'all two, I'm like, all right, bro. I could just be like, they lying. If I fall down. If y'all videotape that shit and put it on Instagram, even if I'm, they lying, that's AI. I'm fried.
That shit exists forever,
bro. It's different, bro. That's why. Recipes to the goon drive-thru, nigga, like.
Oh, my God, man. Stop it.
Nah, ain't no way.
No recipes to everybody. Rest in peace, nigga. But, yay. He got put on blast.
Yeah.
And then he got put on blast. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Oh, shit. God damn it.
First of all, he put himself on blast.
He did. Both times.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you, Twitter.
He put himself on blast. You know who else put themselves on blast? Shannon motherfucking Sharp.
Oh, boy.
Damn, bro.
It's Michelle.
Oh, no.
Oh, my Michelle.
Yeah, I saw the news, man.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Drop from ESPN.
You know what I'm saying? This again, breaking news.
So breaking news. Man that's too old to be fired gets fired. What are you doing getting fired at 56 years old? You should have an established career by now.
Jeez. Dog, that's crazy work, bro. Because so he had to settle out of court with Shorty. You know what I'm saying? Which that is like a whole nother topic. We're not even touching that. He settled out of court, you know what I mean, and had to pay $32 million or $23 million. I might have that number reversed, but it's still mad millions.
Yeah, I heard it was like 23. But nothing confirmed.
Yeah. So, shit, man. Now he's dropped from ESPN, which was his job. You know what I'm saying? Like... And like Rady said, how the fuck you,
how you get fired at 56, man?
Come on, dog. Well, you're supposed to be like the vet.
You know it's especially bad because at 57, they make you quote-unquote resign. But the fact that he is just fired.
Oof.
Damn, give him fire. Yo.
That's crazy, yo.
The implications are crazy.
That's crazy, yeah, because otherwise it would be like, ESPN parts ways with Trump. Like, nah, it's like, that nigga's fired.
Yeah.
They brought Donald Trump in and just be like, you're fired.
Yeah. Yo.
No, they need to take him, too.
They need to get his ass out the paint, too, man.
Yo. Oh, my God. So, yeah, man, like, he is...
So
he's fried.
Yeah.
I mean, he might. Like, my thing was like, is he gonna pivot to other media? Like, he got that digital shit going on.
He got clubs. He got the
Club Shay Shay.
He got his little interview podcast going on.
He also got the joint with Ocho Cinco.
With Ocho.
Yeah.
So hey, man, listen, dog. Like,
but it's important to note that he settled out of court, right? With his accuser and. Yeah, that's a lot of M's, man, to settle out of court for and then get fired.
And then get fired.
It's not looking good for Unk, man. Yeah. It is not looking good for Unk.
He tried to settle even before she announced the lawsuit.
Come on, Unk.
So that was another thing. It was just like, oh, shit. All right, so.
He's like, no.
Something happened.
See? Yeah.
Something happened.
That's the problem, and this is what I tell y'all. I love y'all, and I want y'all to make a lot of money in life. But don't, when you make a lot of money in life, don't move like Shannon Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just stay yourself. Be like me. Be a bum ass nigga that stays in the house.
Yep.
And is not outside doing nothing crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, not wilding.
Hold on.
You know what I'm saying?
But Black Dynamite, I too am addicted to white bitches.
Yeah, we gotta.
Well,
we
that's
gotta
what
get,
I'm saying.
But Black Dynamite.
You know what I'm saying?
I sell drugs.
We gotta get community.
There's a difference. Rainey like old white bitches.
That's true.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's
very
true.
Different. You like old white bitches.
Yeah. Martha Stewart ain't gonna get you wrapped up in
and
some
also,
bullshit.
Rainey just like bitches in general.
It's
like,
true.
He's just
a connoisseur.
He's bitchful. So he's good in that sense. So it's just like, yo. If he get caught up, it's probably gonna be an old bitch with like crow's feet.
It's probably gonna be an old shorty that just want companionship in her final years.
Yeah,
you know?
she's gonna expose Rady, like,
you know,
was her sugar baby.
She's not gonna want to let me go.
Yo, and then when she lets you go, she's gonna end up at the bodega. Like, you know, I cook everything. I cook Spanish food. I cook African food.
Yo,
my ex man Rainey, he used to rap. He was a rap. Whatever you need,
whatever the fuck you want,
you know. But now it's just me. He left for some Romanian bitch. Yeah. And now it's just me. En soledad.
Yo,
you know what that means?
Nah, she gonna blast my shit on Instagram. Like,
I just think it's crazy. I just think it's insane that he would act like our relationship never happened. Like, you weren't.
Put the phones down here.
Like you weren't tonsil deep in this pussy on my Davenport. All right.
I almost put you in the will.
Yeah. Oh, you could have had it all, Rainey.
you could have had this Chrysler Sebring.
Yeah.
It could have been 20,000 miles.
You could have had my 88 Pontiac. Instead, you chose to play with my feelings.
Now you're all alone.
And now the whole world's gonna know. And then she's like, How do I end the life?
Are people still talking? Marie, can you help me with
this? Can you help me? How do you end the life?
Nicole,
come here.
It's always Nicole Marie. Nicole Marie.
Yeah.
Come help me with this.
The Rainey. Marie is because the baby biracial.
That's
you know it.
All y'all ladies down with this for all your kid is named Aiden. You know what
word,
I'm saying?
That oh is my very God. Fucking true.
With
oh
a consonant
God.
In front.
Yeah.
But I think it's crazy. I think it's crazy. I'm sorry. I forgot where I was going. I was trying to say that for mad long. I was waiting for the banter to stop.
Yeah.
A victory light. A victory light.
I think it's crazy that allegedly he paid out the same amount that he made during his NFL career.
That, yo.
Bro, that shit is
that's gotta
insane.
Hit you like...
Like, it's true. And somebody made a video where it's just like, you tie in all the years that it took for him to even get that good, yeah. right? The discipline it
getting
took
up to that
for
point.
Him to even become a part of the NFL. Then being in the NFL, having that long-lasting career, branching out, now you a grown-ass man. You've ventured into something different, and this is where they catch you. This is where this is why I say it's, you have to grow up.
You don't just
grow with age. You have to literally grow the fuck up, and you have to find the different transitions in your life. Cause he's moving like a 19-year-old.
Yo, thank you.
Yeah, that's some shit that you do as a 19-year-old who just got signed a $30 million contract,
uh-huh.
got Dre and Michelle pregnant.
Yep.
That's what you, like, that's a child mentality.
Yo,
and it's crazy to me that grown men, that old in age, I mean, like that old into age, that don't have the sexual discipline, you think that you are dealing, just because the girl is younger, she's 19, 20.
Oh, yo, she's
a
bubblehead.
Yeah, you think you're dealing with a dumb bitch, and you don't even know what she just, like.
Yeah, she running a play on your old ass.
Yeah, bro.
And they be trying to play because, you know, you have the money, you have the power, you have the up hand. You don't even realize the fucking grave you're digging.
She's lining you up, champ.
We also gotta, we also gotta acknowledge that, like rich people or just people in that sphere, like, they don't date because they like each other. It's a bunch of opportunists leeching off of each other. It's a bunch of horny, creepy rich men fucking being predatory and being weird and gross towards women for their bodies, and it's a bunch of women who's looking for the next, you know what I'm saying, for the next bag.
Yo,
and each of them is just like, yo, you know what I'm here for.
But they like to
pretend that they don't.
That is
right.
That.
Which I love that you said that, Rainey, because it reminds me so much of Uptown. I remember being like, because the dudes out there, they're like, yo, these fucking bitches, they only want you for your money. And then the waitresses, you know, they got the body, they got.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm here for one thing, just like you are here for
right, exactly.
And it's like, y'all are equally very bad people. And y'all deserve each other, because you want access to shorty because she looks a certain kind of way,
mm-hmm.
and she also, like, you having a beautiful woman next to you,
mm-hmm.
people, like, looking at you, like, you know, that ups your status a lot, even if you don't want to admit it. And then her having access to the money, to a man that has it together, her homegirls was like, damn, ooh, bitch, wow. you know, like, y'all know what y'all here for, so, you know, have fun.
Yeah. That's not a relationship, that's a transaction.
Yeah. You know, but they're trying to play, you know how, you know how it is.
Yeah, that's my man.
Yeah, but right wing cope is no surprise. Shannon Sharpe's situation is no surprise. I feel like he's been telling on himself for years now.
God.
Yeah. Monique warned your ass, and then the rest of us kind of.
Cat Williams
warned your ass. Like, literally, all your friends warned you.
Yo, listen.
So this is no surprise.
When fucking, I forgot homie's name that keeps trying to get me on the ship. When he comes back.
Oh, yeah.
When he comes back at the end, like, after the human race has been exterminated by a meteor, he's going to pick up, like, a holy text. It's going to be the Book of Cat Williams. And he's going to be like, snarn, bro, everything
hold on. Give me a second, actually. I could call bro right now.
Call him up. See, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah.
Yo, Glorpo, what's good? What's good?
Rainey, what it do, baby?
Yeah, you know, I'm just here filming the podcast, bro. You already know what it is, bro. Hey, look, hey, say what's up to Mero. Hold on, I'm going to flip the camera. Say what's up to Mero.
Yeah, we outside.
I see you are still not on the ship.
Yo.
That's insane.
Yo, Liz is here too, bro.
Listen, hello, Lizbelle Ortiz.
Get off my dick.
She's back,
bro.
Hello,
Lizbelle Ortiz. Get the fuck off my dick.
I love that dress on you.
Get the fuck off my dick,
pussy. We have similar fabrics on our planet.
You're not from this earth. We don't give a fuck about what you're talking about.
Yo, all right, but Glorpo, we're shooting a show right now. What you have to...
I'm saving another planet. I'm currently saving another planet. I'll talk to you later.
All right, one. All right,
peace.
Yeah.
Yo.
So stupid, bro.
Bro, but listen, this is the other thing, too. It's like, I say this to my son, because I hope he becomes a star athlete. He's showing the makings. I'm like, yo, bro, you're not the man. You're not the fucking man.
Yeah,
I know all your little teammates and shit. When you get to the field, they you got the shiesty on and shit. They jumping all over you. Yeah, hyping you up. You're not the man, bro. You're a regular fucking kid. And you got to move like a regular fucking kid, okay? You're really good at football and baseball. That's great. Move like a regular fucking kid, bro. Because mm-hmm. you're a regular fucking kid. Don't ever listen to these motherfuckers gassing you up, telling you, yo, you're the man, you're the man, you're the man, you're the man. Because when you start to believe that shit, then you start to move like fuck, like
yeah.
unk.
Yeah. You start move like you like start moving like you're untouchable.
Right.
That's the thing, bro. You gotta. For me, the greatest fucking thing that I've learned in this life is to always remain a student.
Yeah.
In everything, like just in life in general, you're never too good to learn something.
Yeah.
Only stupid motherfuckers stop learning and they think they know the world.
Yep. Yeah.
I forgot there was somebody who said you don't stop. You learn when you stop learning when you die.
Well, you yep.
There is
like my dad, my pop said that.
Yeah. I'll give him the credit. Yeah. But I think it's crazy, bro. I think it's absolutely insane.
Yeah.
We,
yeah.
We got to do better.
I was gonna do that, Hassan.
No, it was perfect because that little segue was weird, so that was.
Coño.
No.
Me tiene harto aquí, coño, ya. Wow. I be forgetting how much power Hassan has.
We're literally in his control, bro. Yeah, yeah, we're so fucked up.
As soon as he descends, we're just like little marionettes and shit.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he's so much in control, we don't even realize. We could be saying something powerful, and his sound effect determines what
how
that
it lands.
Yeah, like how it lands.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Also,
what do you say?
He can also silence you.
That's right.
Literally.
Yo, literally. That's crazy. Yeah, nah, there's a button that is like, yo, shut the like that. See? See?
Damn, champ, oh I deleted God. Your whole, I deleted your yo, the stem from this episode.
Oh, shit.
That side is a fucking yo, mess.
That's crazy.
Nah, there's no backup.
Wow, he's on demon time, bro. Yo. Listen, he's going to be having sexy R&B later for y'all, though. You know what I'm saying? Right now, he's on demon time. But to your point, Rainey,
right,
you
know, wing Cope is no surprise. Shannon Sharp, no surprise.
Not at all.
What is surprising, though, Mero?
It is very surprising. And to our dear sister's point, you know, you stop learning when you die. And today I learned that there's hip-hop legends performing at fucking SeaWorld, y'all.
You know SeaWorld San Diego, San to be Diego. Specific. You
where's know what I'm saying? The invite, though, is what I'm saying. Because I haven't seen a flyer, nothing, motherfucker.
Fam, listen to these people that have performed at SeaWorld in San Diego. That's the police coming to get me because I'm too hot. The Ying Yang Twins.
Nice.
Soulja Boy and Bow Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Pretty
I
boy
thought,
swag.
I thought they was beefing. No, wasn't
this, beefing? This was like before. I mean, they must have reunited. And it feels so good.
Bro, the bag must have been big enough that they squashed
huge.
It.
Huge.
Yeah, they was out there like $4,000.
Swag.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Fat Joe. Waka Flocka.
Oh, okay.
Trina, the baddest.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And our very own friend of the show, Pow Wow Baby.
Pow Wow Baby.
Oh,
baby.
Damn,
the Iceman was
the
over
Ice
there.
The Iceman, Pow Wow. He just went like this. And yeah. the whole shit froze.
Yeah.
The orcas was like,
ugh. Yeah. Bro,
it's crazy.
Speaking of a flyer, I can't imagine what that would look like. Like, cause I'm from New York, bro. I'm used to like the uptown nightlife flyers. So I just imagine like Waka Flocka on the bill, and then under him is like two orcas with BBLs.
No! Two orcas
with the
titties
out.
Two orcas with the titties out. With just like an X over the nipples.
Yeah, like SeaWorld, like wet and wild at SeaWorld. Shit.
Fresh fish Fridays.
Yeah, and it's I like, mean, the Hot 97 ad is like, walk off, lock of flame. Yo, hit me with the bombs. Fat Joe, Trina, Genuine. Here at SeaWorld San Diego, it's Wet and Wild Night, presented by 103.7.5 FM KMXLW.
That would get me there. Yeah. That would get me there.
Wait, why Wednesdays?
I'm telling you, SeaWorld, if they wanted to revamp, first of all, stop abusing animals, you stupid bitch.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
the first
yeah,
one.
Number one.
The second one is bring the artist and get some drinks.
Yo, imagine seeing
bitches
like
bitches with big titties never like really stray people away.
Come
no,
on now,
that's just that's you know free saying? For y'all.
Free yeah, yeah. game. She's giving y'all free game.
Yeah,
turn the whole business around. Listen, I think that they should promote this more, obviously, but then also like just imagine like being wild fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like you like third row. And shit, and they got like the seals jumping up and down crazy, and it's fucking just the Ying Yang just like dum 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 dum, and that little nigga with the little arms trying to hide his little arm, he's like dum 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 boom boom dum boom dum boom, let Bruce hit it like
yo, you fucked up like oh man, you're like
Bruce jump out the water,
yeah Bruce jump out the water, but like you're like yo.
Yo, Meryl, thanks for bringing me here, yo. The animals don't look like they're having a good time, but I'm having a great time. All you hear is, can I play with your penny line?
Dolphin drunk, then a motherfucker threaten me now.
Yo, what? Yo, by the way.
Eating a fish up. Ooh, she naked.
By the way, no, I love Ying Yang Twins because for whatever reason, one of them just did, like, that's like a very goth thing, like that voice. That, like, that's like very popular in goth music, but for whatever reason, he just made that shit work in the crunk era. Mm-hmm. And like, I just wanted to take that moment to say how much I love
thank you
black people.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all are amazing. You know what I'm saying?
It's incredible.
Yo, listen, we are very special. Yo, the Ying Yang Twins, goddamn it. Soldier, God damn, I'm just trying to imagine these people. Like Trina, yo, see, bro, there's like 5-year old kids there.
Yeah, what is Trina?
Come on now.
What's Trina? Trina gonna do?
I got two a big and a half ass songs. Like the sun.
Come on.
Like, she said she got a
big fat ass like the sun.
Yeah, she said I got a big fat ass like the sun. I got a big fat ass for that dick to run.
Ooh.
She was wild.
Yeah, she fucked by 4 or 5 best friends.
Yo, the dolphins are jumping out the water like, what did she say?
What did she say?
Yo.
They doing taps like basketball, like, next.
Yo, but what? Okay, so what 42-year-old unk is like the booking agent at SeaWorld San Diego?
It's Mero, bro. Yo,
it's you.
Mero. It's literally Mero, bro.
you got me. You got me.
Yeah, but listen. I just think it's interesting as fuck, bro. I think it's interesting as fuck that like all the old heads now, because first of all, what are you doing performing at SeaWorld? But second of all, what are you doing performing? Like,
yeah.
You haven't made music in so, like, the Ying Yang. I love the Ying Yang.
Yes.
But they haven't made music in so long.
Mad long.
So they in that bitch performing to perform songs?
So here's the thing. I think the music industry is nasty. Shout out to our guy Riggs Morales, who was just in the building earlier. The music industry is nasty. So these dudes, I don't feel like they're doing this for fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Entertainment is a job.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a job like any other job. You feel me? They got to make bread. Yeah. You know?
So, like, you would think, like, yo, Ying Yang, bro, they had like 20, like, radio super smash hits.
Yeah,
like,
bangers.
They got to be paid for life.
Yeah.
Like, the publishing, all that other weird, like, shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ask Google, nigga. Don't ask me. I don't know.
I mean, the music industry is very fucking predatory. So we already know how that shit works. You'll make a song, they'll pay you $200,000, $300,000, let's say, for that specific song.
Yeah.
But you don't get royalties. That's it.
Yeah.
And
people were like, oh, you got 200 bits.
Bro, that was 12 years ago. I've had 3 kids since then, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. And you'd be surprised how quickly $350,000 dries up.
Evaporates.
When you've accumulated a $2 million overhead.
Do you feel me?
You made that bread, like Liz said, 10 years ago, but you still live in a $2 million house that needs repairs and maintenance and all this shit.
Every year, dog. You pay taxes, dog.
But at least now, a lot of these older artists, like Hassan brought up in the meeting, like a lot of these artists are now out of their very bad, very predatory late 90s, early 2000s deals. So now they can go out and do a show at SeaWorld and pocket all of that.
Right. Straight. I'm not mad at it.
I'm not hating. Because that's the thing.
I want to see them everywhere, bro. Go to Six Flags. Do whatever the fuck you want.
And that's the shit. Because like I brought it up before. Rest in peace, Black Rob. There was like there was footage of Black Rob like performing at Planet Fitness. Mm-hmm. And everybody was just like, yo, this is crazy. Like, this is whoa. Mm-hmm. Like, this is, you know what I mean? Like, this is, you a hip hop legend, to certain people, but a check is a motherfucking check, dog. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? And when you're not splitting it 18 ways,
right,
like 100 bands divided by 20 is, to me, I'll take the 10,000 by myself. Like, just give me that 10 bands. I'll put it right in my pocket instead of paying, like, you know, fucking Saul Goldberg and, you know what I'm saying, whoever over here and the lawyer and this one. You know what I'm saying? Keep your money, you know what I'm saying? Independent. You know what I'm saying? That's what they were saying on the Joe Budden podcast.
Oh, God, Mero. Yo. Matter of fact, that's who should perform at SeaWorld next.
Joe!
Yo, Joe. Go get the bag, baby.
Come on, yo, Joe.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta go do that. Listen, I got the lineup. Joe Budden, Lil Flip,
woo,
Reed Dollars.
Woo. Nice. Reed, I haven't seen Reed in a minute.
You know what I'm saying? Because who... I don't put it past...
whoever this booking agent is, to get Lil Flip and Reed Dollars in that motherfucker.
They're bringing nature out. And
Yo, this one here for Queens.
Oh my God.
Nah, man.
They bringing him and Jay Mills out.
That's my dog.
You know what I'm saying?
This, Jay Mills.
Y'all trolling. This shit sound like
this is a fire lineup. I am not trolling.
I'm trying to hit Black Cloud live.
It's like, yo, is this for real?
I am not trolling at all.
I ain't even bad. I go there. I go there for an hour.
When I read this shit, I was like, hey, that shit sounds like a good ass time, bro. Mm-hmm.
But you know what is sticking in my head, bro? If you were too young and too fucking poor back then when the Yin Yang Twins and all these motherfuckers was out, now you an adult, it gives you a chance to be able
to go see them.
Yeah, because I think about when I went to the G-Unit and the Dipset concert, I did that shit when they were way past their prime, bro.
Yeah.
I was an old whore. But again, I'm living my youthful fantasy of when I was 16, 14, now.
Yeah. Yeah, so when you were 14, you couldn't afford that shit.
No,
so
I was
like,
poor whore. My parents were poor whores. What I'm going
to
do?
Imagine telling your immigrant parents, yo, I need $55 to go see G-Unit.
Yeah. G-Unit del Diablo de
King. Get
El va para la iglesia.
Get a G.
Well, the fuck is 50 Cent? Why don't cost 50 Cent?
Uh-huh. Yeah, his name 50 Cent, pero it's $55 to go inside. G-Unit, mejor Jesus cry, mejor. Jesus cry, eso es lo que tú tienes que hacer.
Yeah.
You go to that concert, mejor.
Yeah.
Okay?
But that's probably why.
I literally can't help it.
Oh my God!
I can't help it.
That's probably why their older acts are consistently selling out big venues, whereas like the younger rappers are struggling. I feel like
also, hey, Unk Take incoming. I'll watch Rolling Loud. You know what I'm saying? I got kids, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, my kids is like, yo, I want to see Cardi and Rolling Loud. I want to see Yachty and shit. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, I saw Tyler and Yachty open for him. Bro, if I ever said anything bad about you, bro, I apologize. Because he did all his psychedelic shit in an arena, and I understood.
Mm-hmm.
I was also on shrooms, but like, you know what I'm saying? That's neither here nor there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's neither here nor there. It made perfect sense.
Bitch.
The OGs, like, put on a show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and they're
rapping into the microphone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're not playing the song behind them. They're not like, yo, what's up? Play my song. And it's just like the song. Yeah. Like he's DJing. Backtrack.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, hey.
Yeah. It's just
like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
no, it's not just the song and then them ad libbing going, wah.
Yeah.
I think it's because the motherfuckers came from the era of, yo, you had to be at least a little bit good.
Yes.
Like you had to practice. You had to have some kind of breath control. You had to have a stage presence. Like, you might not have been fucking perfect, but you were at least really, really good at one or two things.
Yes.
I mean, rest in peace, Prodigy, bro. He said this shit.
Yo, there's a lot of corny rappers out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This shit ain't for everybody, man. Everybody not supposed to be rapping, man. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
They not cut from the same cloth right here. You know what I'm saying?
Rest in peace, Prodigy, my favorite.
Yeah,
like, my favorite rapper.
And it's true, though, bro. It's true. And a lot of people find that shit out the hard way when they got 2 million on Spotify, but then they can't sell out a
500 seater.
Yeah.
Like, dog, it's crazy. And then, yo, the funny shit, Prodigy also said in amongst that conversation, he was like, yo, you motherfuckers is not good rappers, man. Go fucking do something else.
Yeah.
Go fucking paint a house. He's like, go fucking paint a house.
He was like, I didn't thought, bro. We did need painting.
We need
electricians. Like,
we need a lot of things.
You know what we need, bro? We need motherfuckers who are good at fixing shit.
Yeah.
That's, yes.
Bro, mark my fucking words. In 10 years, people who read and people who can fix shit are going to be like the highest people in the world.
The best, most regarded.
Well, first of all, Lizbelle, you know it's gay to read.
You're absolutely right.
There's a lot of things that are gay.
Yeah.
That makes you gay. Listen, we've been on the internet for a long time.
Yeah.
This list is long and exhaustive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So let's gamify it.
Yeah. All yeah. Right. That's right.
You
we can
saying?
Do that.
How fast... Can we come up with how fast can we come up with 40 things that make men gay?
I can do at least half. I can carry at least 20 by myself.
Man, when we start the timer.
Ready?
Oh,
set. Oh. Go.
Doing your nails.
Have health insurance.
Drinking iced coffee.
Washing your face.
Kick Shorty off the yacht because she refused to play Drake.
Take care of the kids.
Slicing vegetables.
Lend your homeboy bread when he ain't got enough on a date.
Oh.
Wash their ass.
Blowing up a balloon with your mouth.
Peeing sitting down.
Ooh. Wearing sandals.
Using your tongue to get to the straw, like. You know what I'm saying? Also using a straw.
Sitting next to each other at all, ever.
Ordering appetizers.
Ooh, holding a cigarette like this.
Oh, fuck. Loving your wife.
Having nice handwriting.
Gargling.
Saying goodnight to each other.
Riding at Six Flags.
Eating ice cream.
Eating a banana.
Baking a cake.
Giggling.
Being Dominican.
Having nice handwriting.
Crying.
Going to therapy.
Driving with two hands. Sucking dick.
I guess we can't suck a little dick now?
No, wow. That's wow. Crazy. That's crazy.
First of all, I can't smooch the homies. I can't suck any dick. What you the fuck is going on here?
Nine more to go.
Enjoy the company of women.
Putting lotion on.
Eating soup.
Smoking hookah.
Smoking a vape.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty gay.
Yeah,
especially the little colorful ones. Yeah, that's gay as hell.
Using a USB drive.
Yeah, gay as hell. I should know. Asking each other how we are.
Singing along to songs.
Reading poetry.
Done.
Yes!
Yes! Yo, we did it, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
That's right, baby.
We did it. We solved homophobia.
Mm-hmm. 1 minute and 46 seconds.
Yes.
It's our personal best.
We did that shit. Yeah. That's right, baby.
Just a reminder, fellas, don't do any of that shit or we're going to fucking kill you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's right. And that's Lizbelle Ortiz.
No fun for you.
No, not at all. Bitch, you know what it is? It's Victory Light, you fucking assholes. You know what I mean? That's Radio Valle. That's those bullshits. Listen to what she said. If you do anything on the list, you're gay. You know what I'm saying? And I'm the Kid Mero, the human durag flap. That's Redacted. That's Victor. That's...
That's insane.
And of course, the super producer, Min Tran.
Hell yeah.
He's not just a freaky man. He's the man of culture. Holla at your boys and your girls. We back next week.
And you know it's Hassan in a cut. Leave your girl around him. He gonna put in her butt.
Yo, if she says so, if she says it's consensual.
Yeah, if she says yes.
If she wants to, of course.
She get it.
A victory light. A victory light.